director begin his service by singing number 64, the first and the last stanza. 64. Lord, I lift my soul to thee. O my God, I trust thy might. Let not foes exult over me, shame me not before their sight. Yea, may none be put to shame, none who wait for thee to bless, but is honored be their name who without a cause transgress. Number 64, the first and the last stanza. First, we read to you the 12 articles of faith. I believe in God the Father, almighty maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, Proverbs 5. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, is her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last. When thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil, in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravest always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravest with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of men are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his goings. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of heaven and of earth, it is for the third time in this Sabbath day that we are privileged to come and to enter into thy courts, to place ourselves under thy eternal word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. That our gathering be in the fear of thy holy name, and that it may please thee to send thy Spirit amongst us, but especially in our heart, that the word that shall come unto us, that it find an entrance into our soul. Make room in our hearts by the irresistible power of the Holy Spirit, and that it bears fruit for young and old, for great and small, to the honor of thy name and to our eternal welfare and salvation. 'Tis only a short time that we hear in this world, and the time that we are living here It have to be for each and every one a preparation for that never-ending eternity. Not to bring through our life in sin, in idleness, and in all those things that the wrath of God shall come upon us, but Lord, that our hearts may filled with the fear of thy holy name, and that we hate sin and leave sin, and that we walk in the way, in the ways of God's precepts, because only in those ways and in keeping thy law and commandments is a great reward. Lord, remember us as all that we have to ask from of thee, that thy word and the preaching never shall testify against us, but that it be a blessing also in the times in which we are living, full of temptations, and then walking through this world with such an evil heart and a corrupted heart, but wash and cleanse us from all our sins and all our iniquities in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be round about us by day and by night as a fiery wall, protecting us and preventing us from all that is evil in thy holy sight. Lord, strengthen also us with all thy servants in this evening. Increase the number and remember us in bringing forth thy word and testimony, that it may please thee to give us the right words, that what we have to say in this evening, that it is edifying, and that it find a place in the heart of many sinners. There is room for sinners by thee. And we have so many examples that thou art the only one who can break the power and dominion of sin in our hearts, and to bring us under thy covenant and in thy covenant, and that our life be adorned with the fear of thy holy name. Look upon us in mercy and in compassion, Lord, each and every one. Cover us under thy wings. May it dwell also in our gathering, and that thy name be honored and glorified, and that we receive ears to hear and hearts to understand, and that all the words that we will hear in this evening, that it was not as the voice of one in the wilderness, but that it find an entrance into our soul, and that it was a blessing for our heart. All the people that cannot come up with us in this day and evening, on account of old age and sickness and infirmities, and one in the hospital, we commend them at the throne of grace. Look upon them together, prepare their life to meet thee. That mother that returned from the hospital, strengthen her in their weakness, recover her, and sanctify also thy dealings to their heart. What is the main thing for each and every one? And all other ones who are sick in their homes, that all the warnings and callings be sanctified to their soul, and that it bears fruit forever and ever. Remember all those that in the different hospitals and institutions, in the home for old age, look upon them together, strengthen them and sustain them, widows, orphans and widows, the boys in the service, and all who are in bereavement and sorrow, strengthen and sustain them together. Forgive all our sins and remember us in mercy and give us together an undeserved blessing for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 305. Your offering will be for church and for our school. 305. How blessed a man who fears the Lord and greatly loves God's holy will. Number 305. We ask your attention this evening again for the consideration of the 41st Lord's Day, question Oh nein. Does God forbid in this command only adultery and such like gross sins, since both our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost? He commands us to preserve them pure and holy. Therefore, he forbids all unchaste actions, gestures, words, thoughts, desires, and whatever can entice men thereto. Thus far. Last week, beloved congregation, we spoke about the seventh commandment, and especially first that it is an institution of the Lord. What we have to accept, to acknowledge, and to bow under it. And all those that desire something else, as that merit life which is instituted by the Lord, they are sinning against the Lord. And they bring upon them nothing else than the wrath of God. Our catechism in this evening that start with that statement that our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost. Maybe that is for some people hard to understand. I think there is several also amongst us that would say that refers, or that must refer to converted people. But that is not so. Our catechism said here in general, and that covered everyone in this world, in regard to our creation, that our bodies and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost. We have in paradise destroyed ourselves. I have not to explain that this evening with so many words. You hear that time and again. But what is the reason that after man had destroyed and ruined also merit life, that the Lord still have taken care for that merit life? And that the command goes through even in our days, and that it shall go through till the end of the world, that a man shall leave his father and his mother, and that he shall cleave to his wife. Because the marriage life, that is or a resemble of the spiritual marriage between Christ and his church. That even in our days, the world is still standing and uphold, notwithstanding all the sins and all the iniquities. We would say, what we see before our eyes, that is more and more that the world, that the nations, that men make himself ripe for the judgment of the Lord. The same what have taken place in the Old Testament, we see that before our eyes in our days. You read about the first world, that the iniquity of that people that became so great. You think about a Lamech out of the generation of Cain, that the Lord destroyed the first world. Later on, then you read in the Word of God that the iniquity and the sins of the Canaanites were crying to the Lord, and that for that reason the Lord destroyed them too. And he gave their countries away, and that time to the Israelites. That was on account of that sin. Then you read in the days of Noah that they were living an indifferent life, eating and drinking and giving into marriage and to be married. Till that Noah go in the ark, and the deluge came and destroyed them all except Noah and his family. You would think that men would learn something, that they take heed about. But no, in the days of Lot, then it was still worse than in the days of Noah. And why was it worse in those days than in the former days? Because you read about that in Luke 17, that they were living for the lust of the flesh. But you read not there anything about merits. You read well in the Word of God about the sins of Sodom, that they avoid married life, men as well as women. a sin that Paul speaks about in Romans 1. And there are more places in the Word of God that we find mentioned of that unnatural sin. A reason that city was destroyed. All those cities who were involved in that. And it was so as in cancer in that people that even when the daughters of Lot went with her father out of those cities and they were married, the Bible tells us that it were the sons-in-law, but that they rather desired such an unnatural life than the common life and the instituted life with man and wife. You have heard this evening the reading of Proverbs 5. And in that chapter there is mentioned so many and so many things about married life. What the right way is, but also what the wrong way is. Therefore, Solomon in that chapter and also in the seventh chapter of Proverbs, he had warned so serious of all those sins. But still, I told you last week already, there is nothing in the world where the people sinned against more than against that commandment of marriage and of the Sabbath. You find that in the Bible in different places, and of course that Bible, that is the only book in the world, the only book that brings all those sins clear to light. There is some people that avoid to read some portions out of the Bible speaking about that. You think about Genesis 38, where you read that history of the sons of Judah, that Onan and his brother, how that they go straight in against the commandment of the Lord. And the Lord, he killed them, both of them. That other boy, that third boy, that was scared even to marry it. And maybe there was something behind that in the life of Judah itself. And then you read in the Word of God to what an awful sin that man himself came with his daughter-in-law. You know the history. Some people that will not read it in the Bible. And they say, especially when there are boys and girls involved with a little understanding, then they think it is wrong to read such a chapter out of the Bible. But that is an awful thing. God's word that is pure and that is clean, that is holy. But who is the one that it make unholy? And who is the one that defiles it? That is the person that is reading those portions. And it is not without reason that the Lord had given those chapters in the Bible. Also, in the book of Judges, you read there some portions, especially you think about the life of Samson, and then later on of the Benjamites. Awful things have there taken place, but it was the will of the Lord that it be written down in the Bible. For two reasons. The first reason that is that we do realize that living in those sins, as mentioned in those chapters, that we bring the wrath of God over us. That's the first reason. But there is still another reason, and that is more important. Maybe you would say more important, yes. And that is what we read in the Word of God about Joseph. That is finally where we are travelers to eternity and have a precious soul, that is more important for us to receive in our life what Joseph had received from the Lord, where he said to that wife of Potiphar, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" You read that also in the life of David, that he said, against thee I have sinned and have done what is evil in thy holy sight. What is now standing in our life above the fear of the Lord? That is the beginning of wisdom. The beginning of wisdom, said the Bible. And all those who are doing it, they have a good understanding. We have always to realize, and I'll come back to that statement here in our catechism, that our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost. The Lord, he said in Leviticus to his people Israel, that he had chosen out of all the nations of the world that he would dwell in the midst. Thus the Lord, he was in the midst of that people. That people that was a people that was taken up in the covenant of grace. There lay for that people a great responsibility. In that time, the revelation of the covenant that was national, that was for one nation, covered one nation. But now the covenant had another form, and that is now international. What means that international? That is this, that till the end of the world, that the Lord shall gather his people. And that the world is standing, even in our days, that is for that cause, there must be people converted. We have mission fields also of our own congregation, and we hope in October that Reverend Kuyt will be with you one Sunday. He wrote us that. Takes now well a certain time, of course, but he hoped that he can spend one Sunday in our midst. We are glad with it, of course. And now, last time there was many people baptized again, but he wrote us, you have not to think that is all converted people. But they are to a certain extent persuaded about the truth, about the Reformed religion, so far as it goes. They shall well not talk about super and infra, you can realize that. But still that they have some idea about the religion. And even that it was for some, that it is not in vain that the word is brought amongst the people. Because from the end of the world, the Lord shall gather his elect. That is the reason that the world is standing at the present time. Of course, in the first place, if we know ourselves, then we have enough of ourselves. You know that. Read Psalm 19. Who shall understand his errors? Cleanse me, said David, from my secret sins. And that is a prayer we must well pray that day and night, people. Day and night. We must always well lay on our knees with that. And never be afraid of anybody more than ourselves. That is, when the light of God's countenance is shining over us and upon us, then we shall not elevate ourselves above other people. But now the Catechism said that our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost. And now the sin of fornication and adultery and lewdness, that are all sins that banished the Spirit away. And that made the preaching of the word void. We have to realize that our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost. You read about Christ when he was here on earth, then his first work and his last work, that was to clean the temple, to clean the temple. That is of a great importance that he had done that. We ourselves can never do it. But a blessing when we need the Lord for it. And those that confess their sin and hate sin and liefsin, they shall find mercy. That said the Lord in Proverbs 28, verse 13. Our body and soul a temple of the Holy Ghost. Thus, they are not created that we spend and give our body and soul in the service of the devil, and to ruin our soul for time and for eternity. We have to realize that our soul and body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, our catechism said he commands us to preserve them pure and holy. In married life and outside of married life, the temptations are awful. Inside, but also outside, and that becomes more and more dangerous. However, you read in the Bible in Deuteronomy that the Lord forbid there that a man shall wear not clothes of a woman. And it is forbidden for a woman to walk in the clothing as a man. That is one thing that is so verkankerd in the churches even, that even on the street, in stores, in their homes, but even in public, that you see that so many times. And that is, it is too bad, that we have to emphasize that in this evening, that is something that is a sin against the revelation of the Word of God. And of course, dressed that a great part of our body is not covered, that is also an awful sin. That style, that is very wicked. And when girls and women are dressed in such a way, then you can well realize what that stirred up in the heart of boys and in the heart of men. What is the reason that the Lord has covered us? The reason is our sins. In paradise, when there was no sin, there was no necessity for it. Because then we were adored with the image of God. Knowledge, righteousness and holiness. But now, after that we have sinned, you read about Adam and Eve, that they saw that they were naked and they were ashamed. And we have in several places in the Old and New Testament text that we must be dressed in such a manner that we have that we give no offense to God's people, but also that we are not a laughingstock for the world. We have to realize that. But as it is in our days, I would say, and I said in other places too sometime, that I fear that even the Word of God and the administration of the sacraments, that the churches be defiled. and that it is one of the reasons that there is so little blessing upon those holy sacraments. Can we appear before the Lord when we walk in such a manner in this world as it happens in our days? No. We have trouble in our congregation, trouble in the catechism classes. Many times you think, what shall be the best, to send them away or to keep them? The question that came up, not once, but time and again, and the greatest fault of all those things that lays with the parents. That lays with the parents. Tja, there is a question that arises. What have we to do with our children? To put them out of the house? It is too bad, first of all, it is too bad that the authority of the parents in general is gone. Children, 15, 16 years old, they are standing at the present time on their own feet. And parents have to say no more anything towards them. What an awful thing. Still, those parents, when the children were baptized, they have promised in the presence of the Lord to bring them up in the fear of the Lord. That has happened here in the church or in other churches. That is heard by the Lord. And there are parents who have a hard life. In some families, many times it is in hell. And what takes place in some families, some fathers and mothers who take it serious, they become gray-headed on account of all the trouble that they have with their children. And then, of course, with the hardening of hearts, there is only one way, one, and that is to talk to the Lord about it. Monica, the mother of Augustine, she talked to the Lord day and night. The boy that had also an awful life before that the Lord comforted him. Awful. I shall not mention everything about that this evening, that's not necessary. The Lord had done a great miracle to that boy, and he had comforted him and placed him as a bishop in the church, and he was riding after his conversion 39 books. We have still the benefit of it, what he had written down. But Ambrosius, he said once to her, when she was in great sorrow and grief about the boy, he said, Mother, a boy, a son of such prayers, sent up in faith to the Lord, The Lord shall answer him. And it has happened. It has happened. There is, of course, guilt enough, people. Let everyone go in his own bosom. Let everyone go in his inner chamber. And then we have to say, oh Lord, we can even not lift up our head on account of all the shortcomings. Of all the shortcomings. And have I prayed enough for my children? Shall soon our children testify against us in the days of days? We have to realize, boys and girls and children, that we stayed children till we married. We are all the time children, but as long as we are in the homes of our parents, then we have to obey them. And it is not given to a boy and girl to make out how late that he shall come back in the night. No. There was one boy here where we were in the house sometime, and we asked, as usually, whether there were no complaints. I asked those parents, they know that, and then I asked those boys, and there was a boy. He said, I have one complaint against my parents. What is the complaint? He said, I have to be home that and that time. And that is what I can and I will not obey. And that caused trouble in our house. Then I answered that boy, I say, listen, 17, 18 years old maybe. I say, if you married once in your life and the Lord give you children and those children they become so old as that you are now, then maybe you shall talk different as that you talk now. Because why your parents are talking in such a manner? Because they know the dangers of life, they know that. And they know what the results that it can have in our life. When we can do what we want. Just please, please obey your parents. Obey them. And later on, if the Lord not left you over to yourself, and to the utterance of your heart, and later on, you shall say thank you to your parents that they were so strict. Because it seems for some boys and girls many times that their parents are so hard for them. But that is not so. They will keep you with the truth. They will protect you and prevent you for so many temptations and evils that there are in the world. Therefore, parents have also to look what books that they are reading, what there comes in the house, because there is so much in our days. It is a shame that it comes over the post. And that it come in the houses. And really, those love stories and all kind of stories of divorcements, that is a pest for our rising and coming generation. The pictures that they have in magazines, what they show through the television, in movies, and especially late in the evening and in the night. That is to a ruination for soul and for body. And our country too, and other countries, because it is over the whole world, they ruined themselves. Germany had done it. Later on, then they gave money when there was a child born. Of course, at that time, they give money to the parents and not to build a church out of the children and a coming generation, but to have a great army. That was the reason in Germany. From friends that brought themselves to the ground for years and for years, even when you come there today, you see the poorness of that people there, because the blessing of the Lord rests upon those that walk in the ways of the Lord, and that is far from sin and from iniquity. The disapproval of the Lord in our soul, in our home, and where it is, they stay not away, people, because there is a God who is living, who is ruling, who is looking upon all mankind here on earth, and there is no one without sin, no. We all need the washing and cleansing in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. But still, it stays and remains what we sing together now out of number 359. Lo, children are a great reward, a gift from God in very truth. With arrows is his quiver stored, who joys in children of his youth. Number 359, the third and the fourth stanza. Since both our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost, he commands us to preserve them pure and holy. Therefore, he forbids all unchaste actions, gestures, words, thoughts, desires, and whatever can entice men thereto. Idleness That is also something that is mentioned in the Word of God as something that leads to adultery and lewdness. It is a blessing when we are busy, especially young people too, that there is no so much time to spend in the world. Years ago, when there were no cars, then the people was bound to their homes. Now, when they are 14, 15 years old, they are looking forward for the time that they shall have their own car. And it is also in regard to that sin, a judgment that they bring upon the nations. There is too much freedom. There is too much time. Years ago, there was time in the houses to talk about the Word of God and to hear about what the Lord has done to his people. But that time, that is all gone now. And the churches in general are so empty, that means empty with true converted people of God. Not that it in those days was perfect, because there were also places that the separation between converted and unconverted was too great. There was sometimes an easiness also in saying, the Lord have to convert us, and there is nothing what is so right as that, because if the Lord not convert men, then we shall never be converted. But we have to realize there lays a responsibility. Abraham, he had many people in his house and under his jurisdiction. And you have a text in the Bible that Abraham, that he catechized all the people that was amongst him. He instructed them in the ways of the Lord. And of course, I told you this evening that the Bible is so open and is so clear to say all the things that are coming up outside married life and in married life, that the Lord is not ashamed to lay it before men. And it is not for the cause to stir us up to sin, no, but to hate sin and to afraid of sin and to lay at the throne of grace that we ask the Lord time and again that he will strengthen us, sustain us, that he will prevent us, that he will help us. And we have heard more in this day already that those that seek him, that they shall find him. Call upon me in the day of trouble. And in that respect, also in regard to that sin, we are time and again in trouble, because the temptations, there are so many. First of all, our heart. And in the second place, the devil, who goes round about as a roaring lion, seeking to devour. And then the world, who proclaim more and more a free love towards men and towards women. The same as that they proclaimed before already in Russia. That is here in our country that come the same. And all those movements about that you, the youths, you read about that time and again in the papers, amongst young people, even they call themselves followers of Jesus, but you know well what have taken place by a man in California that called himself Jesus, how many people that he had murdered and killed. It is all against the word of God, people. And I have said today already, we have to keep ourselves to the preaching and the reading of the word of God in the churches. And then the responsibility for the parents, but responsibility for the children too. One thing, boys and girls, step not upon the heart of your parents. Then they warn you against all the sins that are around about you and in your heart and in your life. Listen to the warnings. Follow them up. Despise not the instructions that your parents give you, because again, the dangers, you see that here in the catechism also, whatever can entice men thereto. Even David, a man after God's own heart, he took vacation. And you know where it brought that man, and of course that woman, that did also against a command of the Lord, that you find in Leviticus and in Deuteronomy, and also some that refers within the, in a text in 1 Samuel out of the life of David and Saul. He could kill him one night. He was that enemy of him, was in such a deep sleep, but then he cut off his skirt from his body, but then he fly away. And the Lord had given commandments, even in the Old Testament, that we be careful also in public. That is for a man and that is for a woman too. And therefore all that what happens on the beaches in the times in which we are living, what is the reason? That thousands and thousands are running to come to those places. What is the cause? Where they are coming to those places, that they sit on the water, that's not so bad. But the company, the same as with all those games that we have in our days, it is the company that pestered the life of men and women, of boys and of girls. And the results that it brings upon the children of men, oh, it is even impossible to speak it, to bring it all out in words. But the one thing that is the Lord forbid in the seventh commandment, a close life, a life that is against the word of God, All that can entice men thereto. In the Prabers of Salomon, you have so many instructions. And you read also in the Prabers that if the Lord is angry to us, then we shall fall in that pit. It is an awful statement that the Lord had made there in his word. And therefore, let those few words this evening, let it be enough, congregation. You know the text in the Bible. Paul, he said, in like manner, also, that a woman adored himself in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broiled hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. Thus, that is only one text that I mentioned to you, but think about what Paul wrote in to Titus. It are all texts that we have to be careful and that we have to ask that the Lord will protect us by day and by night. And what an awful thing, people, that we banished away the Holy Spirit in his working, that our conscience have no more impression of what the Lord said in his holy word on account of our sinful life. And now, of course, you read in the Bible, in John 8, there was a woman that was caught in the very act. The Pharisees brought that woman to Christ. And then they asked Christ what to do. Because in regard to the law, she must be stoned. But Christ, he bowed twice to the ground. And then he wrote something in the ground there, in the earth. But then he said to the people, if there now is anyone without sin, let him cast the first stone upon that woman. And how many stones did she receive? Not one. And then you read in the Bible there that they all left that woman, from the elders to the youngest. Not the youngest to the eldest, no, but the elders to the youngest. They left. And then he said, where are you, accusers? They were gone. Christ, he said, I condemn you also not, but go and sin no more. That means let it be a lesson for you. And now that is the reason that the Lord in his word speaks so much about the seventh commandment, that we are afraid. Afraid of ourselves, and that we with all that is in us pray and ask and beg for the fear of the Lord, that that may fill our heart and our soul. Congregation, I hope that the few words be sanctified to our hearts. And even in this season, when it becomes warmer, that we be careful wearing such clothes that the name of the Lord shall not be blasphemed on account of our life, that we give not an opportunity to sin. But that we are realizing that we are all traveling to eternity and that the time is coming that we have to give an account of all our actions. En wat David prayed, people, in Psalm 19, that must well be also our prayer, comforted and uncomforted. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumption sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Lord, bless the few words of admonition in this evening to all of our hearts. Look upon us in mercy and in compassion. Wash and cleanse us from all our sins, and that by the grace of the Lord and its strength of Christ, that we kill our sins in us and round about us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Remember our boys and girls and our children. Give them a conversion in the days of the youth, and that the older ones realize that true conversion is necessary for them too, but also that the time is soon there that we have to stand before the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that it is only his blood and righteousness that can protect us and that can strengthen us, and that we have the victory in the power of the Most High God. Remember the congregation, the week that lay before us. Strengthen elders and deacons. Remember the teachers. Remember our children our school, in the school in this week. Bring us together under thy word with Ascension Day. Give a desire and need in our heart to commemorate it with one another. The building of the church, what takes place now, protect the people that is working on the building, and let it all be in the fear of thy holy name. And other circumstances which are amongst us in the church, thou knowest the seriousness of it. O Lord, show thyself as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords, and give grace to bow under thy word and under thy testimony, and that each and every one, but also in respect of that special case, that we become the guilty one before thee. And then we shall not run away, but shall be a wonder that we are still in the possibility to be converted and to regulate our life to the fear of thy holy word and to thy divine will. Strengthen and sustain each and every one, old and young, great and small, and hear us for thy great name's sake. Amen. Number 41. most perfect is the law of God and what follows. They ask us to say on from the pulpit that Mr. Jan Bauma is still in the hospital in the Holland home. Receive now the blessing of the Lord also for the day of tomorrow in protecting us and our children in every way where the dangers are so many. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.